Welcome back to This Green Earth, a weekly talk show on environmental issues and concepts of sustainability. I'm Chris Cherniak, and joining me by phone is Amy May. She's the executive director of Tree Utah, and she's here to chat about Tree Utah, their organization, and they were recently a recipient of a $50,000 grant from the Park City Climate Fund. She'll talk about what that will involve, too. Amy, thanks so much for joining me this morning on This Green Earth.
Oh, it's very nice to be here. Thank you.
So let's start here. Give us a little background on who Tree Utah is, when you got started, et cetera.
Absolutely. Tree Utah is a statewide environmental nonprofit. We plant trees with groups of volunteers and educate people about tree planting, their benefits, how to plant for success, how to care for your trees. And we have been around since 1990. As a relatively small organization at first, it was led by someone who actually worked at the Salt Lake Tribune, and it started as his passion project and was volunteer-led for many years, just doing a few events per year, planting trees in different locations that were in need of them. We seek out specifically areas where trees have been taken out or where disease is coming through so we can educate people about what to watch out for, about problems with trees, and then replant and reforest and really make a difference trying to increase the number of trees overall in our forests, whether it's our urban forests or even on national forest lands. We do some projects that are in areas where there's been there's a need for reforestation.
Oh, so it could be, you could be involved in everything from backyard planting to larger scale park-based planting activities.
That's right. So it ranges. We try to stay away from the tiniest of trees, little tiny seedlings that, you know, everyone has seen, the little tiny just threads of a start of a tree or something, because we really are going after better success rates than you get with those really small trees. So we grow out our own trees with our nursery partners in tall pots to go into reforestation projects that are relatively large but still small enough so that you can take a bunch of them and do, you know, with a big group of volunteers, perhaps like 1,000 at a time in different areas where maybe fires have gone through, or there's a lot of just creeks and rivers and streams that have been taken over with invasives, and then they need to be replanted with a great mix of plants to help reforest and really regenerate the ecosystems. And then it ranges all the way up to, like, the biggest trees that you can possibly plant with people in parks and park strips and yards and actually schoolyards as well. We have a program that goes into schools. And this grant has been really wonderful because we're at a time in our lifespan where we're really looking to expand our program statewide beyond just one event a year here or there and around. And, you know, like in the past, we've done maybe one event in Summit County per year. This will help us really do the whole range of our programs in Summit County going forward. And hopefully we'll continue this year after year and really build a volunteer base in Summit County and be able to kind of show off all of our different programs so people could come one time and plant really large park trees with us. And the next time, learn about a restoration project and all the different species that work together in an ecosystem.
Right. Okay, so let's talk a little bit the details of the grant. Say, give us an example of an event you might host or a project you might perform.
Absolutely. So right now with the situation going forward with COVID, we have been doing small plantings, but usually what we do is bring people together in big events where we bring everything that you need in order to plant trees, such as shovels of varying sizes, so you can bring your family and come and learn really how to prepare the soil and prepare the root ball of a tree and really get trees in the ground together. Currently, we're doing this one family at a time. So one of the things we've started doing with this grant is offering trees to Park City residents. We have a small lottery happening with some people really to be able to plant trees family by family and help spur interest in people really like planting trees if they're able themselves. And we're happy to help support that and help make that happen. But the events that we're going to start doing, I believe, will be in June. And so they've been delayed a bit. And then it's going to be great planting season. Really, we'll take some time off in the summer when it's really too hot for the trees to go in. But then all fall, hopefully, we'll be able to have events scheduled. And we've tested the idea of having one family at a time so that we'll just kind of have events where it's a little more spread out, a little more staggered. Mm-hmm. If people can bring their own tools, that will be helpful. And so we're planning on putting in place these sort of social distancing planting events where we still have a bunch of tree test staff there to talk you through every bit of the process, but keeping it like touchless and as simplified as possible.
Right.
If that
right.
makes sense.
Yeah. Let me just reintroduce you. I'm speaking with Amy May. She's the executive director of Tree Utah. They recently received a $50,000 grant as part of this Park City Climate Fund. You had a great talk last night, Zoom group event, where all of the Climate Fund recipients got a chance to basically showcase, explain to everybody what their projects are about. And we're talking with Tree Utah this morning. And real quick, your website is treeutah.org?
That's correct.
Okay, so people can go there and learn more about what the organization is about. So let me ask you some things about planting itself. What kind of trees are we talking about? Is this the standard aspen or firs or pines, or are there opportunities to plant some other species?
Well, species diversity is one of the big focus points for us, and really breaking out of just the usuals that people plant again and again and again. You know, they're beautiful, spruces and things like that, but they also are more susceptible to disease when there's too many of them in the forest. And so on our website, we have tree lists for every area. And so we have a list specific for elevations over 6,500 feet, so people can kind of reference that. And we've got everything that we recommend, from big tooth maples to chokecherries and service berries. Douglas firs you can get and plant. Limber pines are great, as well as hawthorns and box elders. And those are all natives. You can also plant non-native trees to add to the urban forest, and, you know, different, just more diversity really adds to, especially in areas where people's houses are. You can really plant everything from ginkgo trees to Kentucky coffee trees to Japanese tree lilacs up there. And they all do well with the elevation and the seasons there, and add to the forest.
Okay. But does things like soil quality, soil chemistry, exposure to sunlight also have an influence on what you may have to plant in certain areas?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. And for every single location that you want to look at, really looking at different trees, most of them are going to need a fair amount of sun. But if you need more help kind of talking through the different factors that you should look at to find the right tree for the right place, we're happy to help out. You can go to treeutah.org. You can contact us. I'm Amy at treeutah.org. Mm-hmm. Our arborist is Ian at treeutah.org. And we're here to help and encourage people to plant trees and learn what's going to work in their location and what's going to, you know, provide the best cooling shade and just habitat and everything right. that trees do.
Speaking of getting engaged with other groups, I hope you can get engaged in some way with a lot of the HOAs around here, because there's lots of opportunity, let's say, to provide some new growth and diverse plantings with HOAs. Is that something that this grant could take advantage of?
Yes. In fact, most of the outreach we did for the tree giveaway that we're doing along with Park City Sustainability is to HOAs, to engage some of their homeowners or, you know, people who live there. And I think most of those trees will go into HOA properties, actually. And I'm looking at, obviously, this grant is wonderful and it's kind of carrying us through this strange year. But as we go forward, it seems to me that there's definitely a lot of I don't know, there's sort of a blank canvas in a lot of different HOAs and areas in Park City where trees could be planted, and we want to encourage that and keep that going for years to come. So.
Well, a listener just texted in, if we plant a small tree, a new tree, does it require protection in some form from local, you know, critters, deer, et cetera? Fencing or covering or so? Is there a vulnerability associated with new trees like this?
Really, you don't want to get trees that are so small that they could be browsed. I recommend at least an inch caliper or more just to, you know, put it in after it's gotten through that little point. But generally, the trees that go in, with our small restoration trees, we do some fencing and some protection. But for trees that are going into people's own yards, I'd say that you'll probably get something that's plenty big and really... getting a tree in the ground, one of the things you want to watch out for is just making it, as you kind of unfurl the roots and make sure there's no girdling or, you know, the roots are actually all spreading out properly, it will stand up on its own, and you want to make sure that it's not, like, tipping over or anything like that. You can really kind of use the roots and balance a tree and get it going straight up and down, and it'll do that and really be fine even without staking and too much protection. The one big thing is really water. At first, with trees, as they get established, you need to water them. And if you're thinking about putting in trees, that's definitely the number one thing to think about in terms of their health and continuity and establishment phase. For the first 2 years, you really want to make sure you can give trees extra water as those roots grow in.
Right, because this is that's a good point, because obviously this is a very arid environment up here, so there's not enough natural, quote-unquote, natural water to provide saplings to grow. So you're going to have to water these trees at a much more greater frequency, once a week, twice a week, or as needed. My problem is when I plant things or any plants, I have a tendency to overwater because I look at them, and if they seem to be in trouble, it's like, oh, you need water, you know, and probably sometimes they don't need water. So
you definitely can overwater. I've seen that from time to time. You know, at first when you plant a tree, often it'll be a bit shocky for the first week or so, but, especially for the first 2 weeks, you can water it at least a couple times with the deepest waterings possible, just kind of encourage the roots to grow out. And then, you know, thereafter, I'd say every week with a really deep watering, and you want to water slowly so the water seeps in and spread it out so that it's, you know, in an area a foot or so around the trunk of the tree. And just keep up with it. You know, often it's that 2 week vacation that you take and then you don't water the tree during that time in July that really sets the stage for disaster. And so it's being consistent,
That's a good point. We only have a minute left or so, but when would be the last time you would want to water in the season? When's the latest you'd want to water your sapling? When should you stop watering it, basically?
With deciduous trees with leaves, you'll wait until they are, you know, the leaves are all kind of all turning and yellow and ready to fall. I'd say up there, typically it'll depend on the year, but like October. And, you know, as we get into cooler temperatures in the fall, you can water less as well. It always is a bit tricky because we get so many fluctuations in just in natural water that falls and how fast winter comes on. But we can always give you updates about that as well, or you can call and ask us. So.
Perfect. Let's end it there. Amy May, she's the executive director with Tree Utah. Again, their website is simply treeutah.org. You can go there to learn more about things about how to plant trees, how to raise trees, what trees work up here, what trees don't, perhaps, and more importantly, where to look for Tree Utah for an event near you as part of their Climate Fund grant. Amy, so thanks so much
Absolutely.
For joining us again. And we'll stay.
Thank you so much. I'd love to, we will have events up there soon. You can sign up for our emails and get more information.
Okay, perfect. We'll talk to you soon.